A breeze blew in through an open window, and the door squeaked behind her. Dean Zwack, still tall and dressed in an orange and white Hawaiian shirt, entered. One look at her standing there, his dark eyes widened and his jaw dropped. Retta? Loretta Taft? I go by Retta Kurt now. She studied him, handsome with an easy smile, dark hair needing a trim, and ears that poked through the curls. A slow grin spread across his face. His eyes twinkled. Retta Taft Kurt, he whispered. Casting her gaze to the linoleum floor, she inhaled deeply. Hello, Dean. It's been a while.
I'll say.
He moved with an athlete's grace around the counter to face her.
What has it been? 10 years? 15?
Maybe a dozen years, not more.
You look great.
You look older. Why did she say that? Of course he looked older. They'd both been in high school that last summer she'd spent at Moon Lake. College, marriage, divorce, fledgling career, all had happened in the meantime. She felt her cheeks heating. Hoping he didn't notice the blush or her embarrassment, she quickly added, So, you're staffing the family front desk tonight?
Tonight and every night.
He still wore the grin.
My life story.
A prolonged silence followed while he looked her over from dirty blonde head to sandaled feet. She endured the inspection, wondering what he'd done while she'd made a mess of her life. Without thinking, she said, Don't the Zwacks employ help for menial jobs like night clerk? His eyes dimmed.
There are no Zwacks. I'm here. Zwack, singular. Mom relocated to Chicago after Pops died. Then she moved on to more heavenly accommodations last year.
Her heart sank. She hadn't expected his answer and felt momentarily at a loss. When she found her voice, she mumbled, I'm so sorry.
No need. We're all headed there.
He straightened some papers on the counter, turning them first one way and then the other, before adding,
It's not all bad, being accountable to yourself.
She'd been doing that, living alone in Quentin, teaching at Quentin Elementary, and fending for herself. Only it hadn't made her happy. She wondered if Dean had found a magic formula for happiness. I guess you still live in the cottage by Graham's old place, she said. I heard it's a summer rental now.
Mrs. Taft's cottage turned into rental property more than 5 summers ago.
His voice sounded sad, maybe even regretful. We had some great adventures when we were kids. She studied his face, but he gave nothing away. You three, your parents and you, I mean, were wonderful neighbors. She was sure she shouldn't bring up the fact she'd had the biggest crush on him back then. Spending summers with Graham was memorable, but Dean starred in all the highlights. His attention turned to the computer monitor.
Yeah, we had some good times. Those were the days when Moon Lake was one big family.
It's changed,
I'll say.